Another decision on Congress's plate is whether to make some top-secret sites into national parks. Students of history know the Manhattan Project as the effort to design and build the first atomic bomb. It largely took place at sites in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Hanford, Washington, and Los Alamos, New Mexico. NPR's Ted Robbins has this report.
July 16, 1945. The atomic age begins. The first test of an atom bomb at Trinity site in the southern New Mexico desert.
From the instant of that first blast until Hiroshima vanished from the list of living cities, closely guarded plants in New Mexico, Tennessee, and the state of Washington continued their work to shorten the war.
Hiroshima and then Nagasaki, Japan, were bombed less than a month after the test. A couple of years earlier, the Army had taken over a boys' school in the forests of northern New Mexico. Dozens of the world's most brilliant scientists, led by physicist Robert Oppenheimer, came to Los Alamos to design the weapon. Over the decades, though, the Manhattan Project buildings deteriorated.
So it was a control building.
Ellen McGee is the Los Alamos National Laboratory's official historian. She opens the door into a dark concrete bunker. The walls are still painted the light green anyone who went to school or worked in a government building back then would recognize.
This main room here is where they did the assembly work for the little boy weapon. This building and the other two buildings were built in 1943 and probably used just until 1946.
Little Boy was the nickname given to the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Construction crews are already doing historic restoration here, and Ellen McGee is delighted to show off the site.
So you're entering into the most top secret area of the laboratory.
I got access to the historic sites, but it's not likely the public will, at least not often. That's because scientists are still doing all kinds of weapons research at the Los Alamos labs. Instead, the Park Service would build a visitor center in the nearby town of Los Alamos. There's already a science museum and a historical museum there, though they mostly chronicle the science and culture of nuclear weapons and downplay the ethics of them.
We're talking about the devastation of the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, hundreds of thousands killed, a $10 trillion Cold War between the U.S. and Russia, tens of thousands of nuclear weapons, which today threaten the existence of the world, and this is something we should celebrate.
Democratic Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich got enough votes in the House in September to defeat a bill creating the Manhattan Project National Park. Supporters in Congress have said they'll try again, though, possibly before the end of this year. Heather McClenahan is director of the Los Alamos Historical Society. She sees a park as a commemoration, not a celebration. She points out there are national parks commemorating slavery, Civil War battles, and American Indian massacres.
It's a chance to say, you know, why did we do this? What were the good things that happened? What were the bad? How do we learn lessons from the past? How do we not ever have to use an atomic bomb in warfare again?
Tough questions to ask in a place where scientists are doing ongoing weapons research, but maybe necessary questions if Los Alamos and the other Manhattan Project sites are going to become national parks. Ted Robbins, NPR News.